It's Friday, the 22nd of November, and I'm Tonata Kadila with your 5 p.m. news. The Ministry of Defence and Veterans Affairs this week refuted allegations that it spent 8 million Namibia dollars on a car part. Affirmative Repositioning Movement leader Job Amupanda claimed on social media that the Defence Force had spent the money. Former Ombudsman Advocate John Walters has blasted the Ministry for a lack of transparency.
My issue is, was there any need for the Ministry of Defence to call a press conference to explain their actions? If they were so transparent in their dealings, why did they not beforehand inform the public? That is our budget and that is what we paid out. So call upon them. Be transparent. Be open with us. Don't try to give us afterwards explanations to us. Give us beforehand the information so that we can form an opinion and so that we can question you. Don't try to kill the fire when it's in the public domain. People are entitled to information.
A Saudi delegation, including Sheikh Talib, who is an Aramco advisor, is in Namibia to meet with the National Assembly and Natural Resources Committee. Sheikh Talib oversees 54 global companies and has led major development projects. Parliament spokesperson Sakeus Kadikwa has the details.
It's basically just for him to explore possibilities on the natural resources that Namibia is having, and with that, Saudi Arab has also in their country. It's basically just to look to potential investment from both countries, how they can further empower the development, cooperation and investment opportunities that both countries can actually venture into.
The Nelson Mandela Children's Fund is calling for urgent action against foodborne illnesses. It told Newsroom Africa the government should shut down all spaza shops and do a thorough assessment and audit of the entire system. CEO Dr. Linda Ngqube Nkomo has likened the current situation to violence against children.
Condolences to the families of the children that have died from something that has been so preventable. And I think, you know, when we declare a national disaster, there should be action that's showing that we are dealing with a disaster. We should already have stopped when we were burying 6 children in Naledi at the start of the month. That's when that declaration should have happened, because 6 children dying should be something that has us flying our flags at half mast.
From elsewhere, United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres has made a strong call to world leaders and negotiators to overcome their disagreements and reach a historic climate finance deal. COP24 wraps up in Baku, Azerbaijan today.
So I appeal directly to ministers and negotiators. Soften hard lines. Navigate the paths through your differences and keep your eyes on the bigger picture. Never forget what it is at stake. This is a COP to deliver justice in the face of climate catastrophe.
And finally, the Namibia Wildlife Resorts donated a school garden and shoes to learners at Alois Hashipara Primary School on Friday as part of its corporate social investment program. The 60,000 Namibia dollar donation was funded by proceeds from the NWR Half Marathon. NWR spokesperson Nelson Ashipala has more.
The organization handed over school shoes to a school that is called Alois Hashipara, found in the Kavango East region. Now, this initiative coincides obviously with the commitment that NWR made from the proceeds of the half marathon, which took place early in the year in Grossbaumen, whereby all the proceeds were going to be committed to ensuring the betterment of the school going kids. The commitment, which totaled an amount of close to $50,000, is for the building of a school garden, which we also inaugurated today at the same school, and the commitment of shoes, totaling 78 pairs to all of the school-going children at this particular school, that is Alois Hashipara.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, featuremedianews.com.na. Feature Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.